From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. This spring semester has posed some extreme challenges for a lot of high school seniors hoping to attend college in the fall. One of the main issues that we have explored on Insight multiple times is the newly revamped federal financial aid program, FAFSA, which has delayed the application process for millions of students and their families. The big decision deadline is May 15th, and many students still don't know where they will go because they don't know if they can afford it. In addition to cost, some students are not applying to schools because perhaps they don't realize that they're actually eligible. Case in point, Elk Grove Unified School District, which is the largest district in our area. Counselors there have identified more than 2,000 students who can get into Sacramento State but have yet to apply. The deadline for the upcoming fall semester is next week, May 1st. Now, Sacramento State and Elk Grove Unified have launched a pilot program offering guaranteed admission to those students. They just need to apply. Joining us is Brian Henley with the Director of Admissions and Outreach for Sacramento State, as well as Lori Gerber with Elk Grove Unified. Welcome to you both. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Thank you.
All right, Lori. Well, I want to start with you. Elk Grove is the largest district in our area, one of the largest school districts in California. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the student population that you serve.
Yeah, so we are the fifth largest school district in California, and a lot of people don't realize just the span that we cover, right? So we're 320 square miles. So while we talk about this partnership with Sacramento State, the kids in Elk Grove greatly benefiting from that, we also have students in South Sacramento, Rancho Cordova. So this partnership really will branch out into a lot of different communities and also be able to impact a lot of students from different backgrounds that we serve.
Typically, how many seniors within your school district move on to a community college, a UC or a CSU?
I don't have the exact numbers on that, but I can tell you that just talking with counselors and visiting with some of our seniors as we've approached the end of the school year, a lot of our students do, right? So we have several community colleges in the area that they can access, and then also kids that are going to school both locally and out of state. So we do have students, a lot of students that are looking, but I will say, kind of building off of what you said there in the beginning, that we are noticing that a lot of kids haven't made decisions yet. They are waiting. You know, they're waiting for that financial aid. They're not sure what that's going to look like for them. So we have a lot of students right now that I think I could pretty confidently say are still waiting to make that decision.
Yeah, some people may be surprised. I was surprised to learn that there's more than 2,000 high school seniors who qualify to go to Sacramento State, just one of the CSUs in California, but have not applied yet. Do you have more information when you talk to counselors why that's happening?
You know, I don't have exact answers on that, but I can say then Brian can probably build on this a little bit. With this partnership, you look at, you know, what's being asked of the students, right? And on track to meet A through G requirements or have already met them and a 2.5 GPA, you're looking at a wide range of students there that can really benefit from this.
How did this program, this pilot program, come about, Brian?
Thank you for having me, Vicky. We've got a new president at Sacramento State, President Luke Wood, and there are lots of new innovative initiatives that we're doing. This pilot program came about, honestly, as you all know, frequently formal relationships start with informal relationships, and it came about from a conversation with Nicole Brown, who's the lead district counselor for Elk Grove, and me after a meeting where we were. So I started talking with Nicole and working with the folks at Elk Grove, and like you mentioned, we identified these 2,000 students who were eligible for admission at Sacramento State but had not yet applied. One of the things that we think and that we know is that particularly students from low-income backgrounds who might be the first in their families to go to college might not be aware of all of the opportunities that are available to them. So we just want to make sure that students who have a four-year university in their future and are eligible for that four-year university are aware of the fact that opportunity is available to them.
How are you letting those students know that they're eligible?
Well, right now, the way that we're doing it is through our colleagues at Elk Grove. We've emailed the parents, or on our behalf, Elk Grove School District has emailed the parents, emailed the students, and let them know. We're also running some social media around that just to get the word out, and then doing things like this, talking with you on Insight, talking with the local media, getting things out through media releases and things like that.
When it comes to this really conditional guaranteed admission to Sacramento State, is this the first time Sac State is doing something like this, or is there something, was there a framework to build off of?
This is the first time, but it's certainly not the last time. Sometimes I used to work with someone who said was fond of saying you can't start it done. So we started with Elk Grove. It made sense to start with Elk Grove. They're one of our largest feeder districts. They have a diverse student population, as do we. We wanted to start with a district that would sort of exercise the system a little bit without overwhelming the system. So it made sense to start with Elk Grove, but this is an initiative that we're going to have going with multiple school districts over the next few months and years.
Yeah, there's more than a dozen school districts in Sacramento County alone. I mean, there's six exactly. large ones here, so there's a lot to build off of. And I think about when talking with people who, you know, want to grow and diversify the economy in the greater Sacramento region, a big key piece of that is keeping college talent, keeping people who graduate from UC Davis or Sacramento State and keeping them local so that they contribute to the economy. I would imagine this helps as well because, you know, their family homes are, you know, 20-minute drive away.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for saying that. We think of ourselves as California's Capital University. We're the only public university in the fifth largest economy in the world, in the government of the capital of the fifth largest economy in the world. So we get students from all over the state, literally all over the world. But we do want to make sure that we're serving the students in our local area first, because as you mentioned, if they come to Sacramento State, have a great experience, get those internships here in our local area, chances are they're going to stay and work and contribute to the local economy.
Lori, when it comes to Elk Grove Unified, logistically, what are they doing to let these students know that they can apply to Sacramento State and they're guaranteed admission for this coming fall?
Yeah, you know, like Brian said, we've done the emailing to parents, but also we've worked with our principals, counselors that are at each site, and then our college and career readiness staff to let students know, hey, look, if you've got these things lined up, this applies to you. So we've put that out there for all of them to share. We're also really encouraging our students to explore all those financial aid opportunities, both federal and state scholarships, all those things, because while this is a fantastic opportunity, there are going to be some financial challenges for some students. And there's a lot of assistance out there. So those resources are equally important to make sure that our students are aware of as they go into this next step.
Yeah, that's an important point, because although Cal States are considered, you know, one of the most affordable universities, especially when you compare it to UCs and private universities, I mean, tuition right now is $4,000 a year for a full-time student. That doesn't include any other campus expenses from books to food to housing. What options are available for these students if you're one of those 2,200 now learning that you can attend Sac State this fall? They say yes, but that's a lot of money for a lot of families. How do you help them navigate that financial process?
It is a lot of money for a lot of families, but also, as you mentioned, the tuition at a Cal State is still relatively low if you look nationwide. And we are fortunate in some ways to be in California that to a much larger degree than in a lot of other states, California still supports public education in the state of California. So there are federal financial aid programs like the Pell Grant program. There are state grant programs like the Cal Grant. So the first thing that we encourage students to do is be sure that they've completed the free application for federal student aid if they're U.S. citizens and eligible to complete that application. If they are not U.S. citizens and are California residents, be sure that they're completing the California Dream Act application so that they can be eligible for all of the aid that's available. The deadline is coming up here pretty quickly to complete those applications. So students who are still in that, I'm not sure if I can afford it boat, and haven't completed those applications need to do that as quickly as they can.
Yeah, there's still time, but it is just right around the corner. May 1st is the deadline to apply at Sacramento State. That is next Wednesday, I believe. It's next week. But then also because of these FAFSA delays and challenges with this new rollout, the Cal State system also has extended when students can apply for financial aid, correct?
That's correct. May 1st for our admission application, but students also need to complete their application for financial aid by May 1st, which is an extension of previous years too.
I talked to the Cal State Chancellor about this about a month or two ago when Mildred Garcia joined us about enrollment at Cal State universities. It's a challenge. It's not only isolated to Cal State universities, but it has been down roughly 6% system-wide. How has Sac State been impacted, and could pilots like this help turn that around?
I think it could. And to be honest, Sacramento State has not been affected as much as many of the other smaller Cal State campuses have. But it has given us an opportunity to look at some things that we haven't been able to do in the past. For example, we've only admitted upper division transfers recently. So those are students who have 60 units or more in college. We're opening up to lower division transfer students at this point. So if if a student started at a community college but feels ready to transfer, they're welcome to transfer to Sacramento State earlier than at that upper division level if they meet the requirements. And I think initiatives like the guaranteed admission initiatives, initiatives like our new Black Honors College initiative, I think initiatives like our new Combat U initiatives, our Combat U initiative sets us up well to continue with that growth in enrollment that we've experienced over the last few years.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking about a new pilot program, a partnership between Sacramento State and Elk Grove Unified School District to offer eligible high school seniors guaranteed admission to Sacramento State if they apply by the May 1st deadline. We only have a few minutes left, but when it comes to that gap of students who are eligible to go to college but are not applying, is there a narrative out there that given the challenges and how costly college could be, that it's not financially in their best interest to go to college and perhaps go to a trade school? Are you hearing that among counselors when they're trying to talk to students to see what they want that next chapter of their lives to look like, Lori?
I think it's really on an individual basis. You know, I think it really just depends on the student, on the family, on what kind of financial aid is available. There's so many factors that I think it really is something that is very individual. We have a lot of great pathways in our district for students to take that route with trade schools and different things. So there are a lot of options. And for us as a district, we want, you know, our students to be successful at every level. And this partnership with Sacramento State, especially being with the local university, it's a win, right? It's a great opportunity for our students, our seniors, especially as they're getting ready to graduate, go off into the world, to have options. And we want them to have options. This is a fantastic one that keeps them close to home in the community. And like Brian said, possibly staying here and contributing after college as well.
Yeah, I mean, Brian, I mean, you are in admissions and outreach at Sacramento State. Is that something that you and your colleagues talk about the appetite for college for some students? Maybe it's just not there.
I think the appetite is not there. And I think it's a factor of being able to appreciate some delayed gratification. We still see all the research indicates that someone who has a four-year degree versus just a high school diploma, while they might be able to go out and earn, you know, $20-$25 an hour immediately out of high school now, chances are 5-10 years down the road and over the course of their lifetime, they're going to earn somewhere in the neighborhood of $800,000 to $1 million more over the course of their lifetime than they would if they had just stopped with that high school diploma. So I think the point is do something after high school. If that's trade school and that's your path, that's wonderful. If it's a four-year degree and that's your path, that's also a wonderful option. But understand that the delayed gratification of being able to, if you can afford it and if you can swing it, get that four-year degree ultimately will pay off for you.
Given that you have your pulse on education and just overall higher education here in Sacramento, you know, the capital city of California. What does higher education look like to you maybe in the next decade as it continues to evolve?
I think one of the things that we're not going to be able to continue to concentrate on so much is that traditional 18 or 20-year-old high school recent graduate or transfer student. There's somewhere in the neighborhood of 800,000 adults in the Sacramento region who have some college but no degree. And I think higher education in the future is going to look more like, how do we get those folks to come back and complete that degree so that they can reap the benefits of a four-year degree as well?
Lori, I'll leave the last word to you. I mean, if there are families listening to this, I mean, these are big decisions and costly decisions to make. What would you like them to know?
Well, I think the most important thing is to know that you have options. And with Elk Grove Unified, you know, we're really making it a point for our counselors and our principals and our staff and our college and career centers to make sure that students know what those options are and to be aware of the opportunities that are in front of you. With this partnership, it's a really great option for students who maybe just haven't figured it out yet. And just add it to your list as you're, you know, trying to figure out what you want to do when you graduate.
Lori and Brian, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
And that is Brian Henley, Director of Admissions and Outreach for Sacramento State. And Lori Gerber is with the Elk Grove Unified School District. They're just talking about a new pilot program, which is a partnership between the university and the school district, offering guaranteed admission to eligible high school seniors as long as they apply to Sac State by May 1st. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.